Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Tyson Koska. Ty, welcome back. Are you ready to go?
I am hankering to go, George.
I like it. well then, let's just go ahead and do that. Tyson is the founder of On Trajectory. They are a unique long-term financial modeling tool designed to be easy enough for consumers and powerful enough for professionals. Ty, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And George, thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on again. It's awesome. You know, I'm a big fan. Love what you're doing. My background's really pretty diverse. I don't want to tell you my life story, but really, I started out getting my first kind of taste of being an entrepreneur when I was like 13 years old. I opened up a roadside snowball stand in my small hometown. I did it for like 3 summers, and I learned a lot. Most importantly, I learned a little bit about financial independence, and being a 13-year-old kid that didn't have to depend on his parents gave me a real sense of freedom. And of course, that was long before the FIRE movement, but I got an early taste. Then by age 20, I found myself as a helicopter pilot in the Army. And I also found out what it's like to be in massive debt, because I was making a lot of money and I was 20 years old and I was opening up every store credit card I could find, and things got really, I was literally struggling to make minimum payments on my credit cards. So that was a real shift through that 10-year period. I went on later to earn degrees, and I got a bachelor's in English. I have a master's in philosophy, but since there's no money in either English or philosophy, I ended up doing a 25-year career in software development. So, I mean, from a background perspective, that's, you know, quick rundown. But what I'm doing now, I really believe is a culmination of those specific experiences, and I love that what I'm able to do. You know, on the one hand, I'm making a software personal finance modeling tool, but on the other hand, what I really want to do is give someone a financial peace of mind. I want to bring that philosophical aspect into financial planning, because I'm sure you know it's not just about the numbers. It's about feeling good about what I'm spending, what I'm saving, what I'm making. And if you can get the mindset right, the numbers will work themselves out.
I love it. A snowball stand?
So I don't know what part of the country you grew up in, but
Minnesota.
In Maryland. Okay. Oh, so yeah, I'm sure this was not a big business where you're from, but in the sweltering, humid summers of Maryland, we grind up ice and put sugar water on it, different flavored sugar water. It's a lot cheaper than ice cream. It's very refreshing in the summer, and anybody can make it and sell it, and it's pretty popular around
nice.
Here.
Nice. Okay. Got it. Yep. We call those snow cones where I'm from.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe that, you know, you have shavers, you have crushers, you have different techniques, you have different, it's a whole thing.
Mm, right. Okay. Did you have a preferred method?
Well, my grandmother I inherited a huge ice machine, so I just had to take whatever I could get my hands
Amazing.
On.
Amazing.
It was a crusher.
I like it. Okay. Perfect. So it's fascinating, right, that the way that you're looking at the world is different than I am, just because you have your lived experiences and your DNA and everything else. And so looking at it from an English and a philosophy standpoint, a software development standpoint, that's sort of both sides of your brain. As you are designing this tool, how are you thinking about taking into consideration somebody else's perspective and how they're viewing things?
That's exactly what we try to do. That's what I've tried to do. Now, I'm probably a bit more analytical and engineering oriented than the average person, but always going through my head is, what's the easiest way to accomplish this? What's the smoothest? What makes sense? If I'm just a regular person, how am I gonna interact with this tool? Which is why we've designed our tool to be extremely visual. You always have a gigantic chart in front of you that shows your entire life. Every click that you make updates the chart immediately, so you get this immediate feedback of what you're doing. Like, oh, I want to stop work at 65. Oh, I want to stop work at 64. Immediately, you see the results. So it's very not visceral, but immediate feedback. There's a word I'm looking for that I can't find. So we try to do that. Now, the nature of the tool, creating a accurate financial model of your entire life from whatever starting age you want, and based on any particular mix of life, financial experience, financial complexity, trying to predict all that and smoothly bring someone into that accurate model. That's honestly been a huge challenge for us, but we're making progress and we're getting there.
What is the challenge, getting people to actually put everything in? Is that what it is?
That is among the challenges, yes, because, you know, who wants to sit down and write in every balance they have in every account and think about, you know, I have a child, I have daycare for X number of years, I'm not going to have daycare, then I'm going to have this, you know, I need to change my 401k match and my 401k contributions. It's not fun, right? Mm-hmm. It's just not a fun activity.
Sure.
But one thing that I try to stress is that, you know, when we, and this is the philosophical part of my brain coming in, when we approach things from a mindset of a meditative mindset or a mindset of, you know, I'm not gonna look at this as a burden or a chore. I'm gonna look at this as an opportunity to make sure that me and my family are on the right financial path so that we can have a fulfilling future. And if you can make that mind shift, then all of a sudden, you know, making a budget isn't so horrible. It's actually, oh, this is cool. I've made a budget, and now I can relax. I can stop thinking about the numbers so much because I've got the numbers out of my head. Can I afford this $4 cup of coffee? Yes, I can. Okay, buy it. Can I afford it? No, I can't. I don't buy it. You know, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice to shift that mindset.
Financial peace of mind. That's a term you've used a couple of times, and I've for the longest time said that financial peace of mind allows us to more fully pursue our passions. And I think that all the things you've just been talking about, once I have it, then I don't need to worry about it, ruminate on it quite as much. It doesn't pervade different aspects of my life. Like, can I afford that cup of coffee? Can I afford to go on vacation this year? Am I on track for retirement? What happens if? Because if I don't know the answer to those questions, it's going to be on my mind.
That's absolutely the point. So you just like any investment, right? You take a little bit of what you've got now and you do something with it, and then it grows. And I believe in something called happiness equity, that if you can create a little bit more happiness or create a little bit more peace of mind now by putting your financial model or anything in life, it's not about finances, but if you can create a little bit more happiness, a little bit more peace of mind now, in 10 or 20 years, your peace and your happiness is going to be geometrically bigger, exponentially bigger. And the more that you've got to think and be stressed on a daily basis, you're going to be in a different place 10 or 15 years down the line. And I really believe that just like compound interest, you can compound your happiness. And so, you know, get the numbers out of your head. Stop worrying about whether you can or cannot afford it. Find out now. You can find out now.
Just know, right?
yeah, you just know. It's like, the numbers are there. I can see it.
And it's one way or another. It's
yeah, and so that's why a lot of people don't want to do it, right? They don't want to know the bad news, which honestly, that's pretty silly. If you're heading for disaster, maybe you should know that so you can make some changes now to avoid disaster, which again, I understand emotions. I understand the human brain, but if you can find it, you know, find a way to get past that fear, you're going to be so much better off. Because again, whether the answer is I'm okay or not okay. You're still going to be better off either way.
Just right at the heart of human nature, right?
Yeah.
Like I avoid going to the doctor, the dentist.
Yeah, because I don't want to know.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
So there's, getting people.
There's an interesting study. I'm not going to be able to exactly remember it, but there was a study done with some college students, and they had a choice to either work through these series of math problems or get an electric shock. And like the majority took the shock. They're like,
hit me.
Which is kind of silly, but you know.
I think I'd take the shock, but that's just evidence of how much I dislike math. It's interesting. Okay. So then it's a function of kind of back to where we started of making this of digestible, consumable. How do you make it so it's not like sitting in the dentist chair and doing those math problems?
Right. Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with making an aesthetically pleasing tool, right? Why is Apple so dominant? It's just a joy to interact with their user interfaces. So that's one. And that's hard to do when you're talking about getting all the numbers out of your head and creating a 60-year model. So what we're trying to do, so if you use On Trajectory today, you basically get our whole thing, right? You answer four questions, we draw you a quick and dirty model that's intended to be the starting place, not the ending place. But the reason that we make it so easy to get in is because we want you to step in the door, at least get in, get that first model down. Then there's this middle place where we need to take you from, okay, quick and dirty model to, okay, validate your taxes. Oh, that means I got to go back and I got to look at my tax forms. I got to figure out my effective tax rate. I don't even know what an effective tax rate is. I mean, there's people all over the scale. So so what we're working on now is instead of leaving it all up to the individual, which is the way it is, we get you in quick and dirty, then it's your responsibility to kind of flesh out the model. We're working on personas. Hey, we know you're 25 years old. Well, if you're 25 years old, you probably don't have, you know, an old IRA from an ex-job that you rolled over. You probably don't have a 529 plan because you don't have any children. I mean, you know, we can make some assumptions and we can guide you through an experience that's tailored for your life. And so we're working on experiences kind of generational. You know, I'm in my 20s, or I'm in my mid-career, or I'm in my late career, or I'm nearing retirement, whatever. Because again, this is not about retirement. This is about financial peace of mind. You maybe never plan to retire. Maybe you want to retire early. Maybe you want to do a partial retirement. I mean, that's not what we're after. We're about, hey, my wife is pregnant. Can we afford for her to take off a year? No, we can't. Can we afford for take off 6 months? Yes, we can. Okay, she can take off 6 months. She can be with the young baby, and then she can go back to work. That's the kind of peace of mind that it's about. You know, it's a living, breathing model. And so we're working on these personas. We're working on ways to shift the persona. So as you mature and go through different phases of your life, you know, we'll prompt you and say, hey, are you expecting, or, you know, just different prompts that take the responsibility out of you, and we help bring you along so that it's a lot easier and it's more fun, and we show you the results and we show you some comparisons, and that's how we think it's going to help people. And I hope I'm right.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. If you never engaged in financial planning, I think it can be this sort of intimidating, abstract thing, when in fact it need not be, and it is not a one-time thing where I got my trust from the attorney and it's this big leather-bound book that sits on a shelf. It's the opposite. It's non-static. It is living, breathing, and it's something that you can consult and say, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about this, and I was reading about Bitcoin or inflation or the stock market that's going to crash soon. I wonder what would happen if.
That's right. That's right. And that's another really cool part of what we do. So we have really easy ways to change your future assumptions. We even have, you mentioned inflation. We have a feature where there's a central inflation rate on your model. But what if I think inflation is going to increase to 6% for the next 5 years, and then return back to normal. So you can go in there, you can say, okay, well, what if it's not 6%? What if it's 7%? And you can immediately see the results, and then you can make choices about, do I want to make any adjustments, or do I want to, change my future plans? So we're always thinking about those sorts of easy ways to go in, make some quick tweaks, see the results immediately without getting, well, A, without having to necessarily go see your advisor, although you certainly could. But if you just want to run some numbers, you can do it, in the tool as well.
I love it. And you and I were talking beforehand just about how different people want different things, right? Some people want a pure DIY. Some people want to be able to interact with a financial coach or a financial advisor. And I sort of thought about it like when you do, if you ever have to change doctors or dentists, you want to be able to take your records with you, right?
Yeah, we that's another part that's the deep technology part of what we're working on, and I'm glad you brought it up because we're super excited about actually becoming a market leader in a certain way of that technology works. So I'm sure folks have heard about cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin, but those things are built on something called a blockchain. And a blockchain is a what or can be a public transactional record that is owned by a specific entity. And so the way we're thinking about it is right now, if I go to a coach or I go to a financial advisor, that information, they have that information. That's their information about you. It's not your information about you. And since our tool is, does have a DIY aspect, right? You can just log in, get an account, do your own thing. Or if you're with an advisor that has OnTrajectory, you get your own account also when they do. And we're thinking, well, you know what? That's your data. That's not their data. And so we're thinking about how do we leverage the blockchain to make privacy decisions on your own, make your data portable on your own, open it up to a second opinion on your own. Now, maybe the financial community is going to resist this, but I think it's better for the individual. And I think eventually that's the way the market's going to go. So, we want to be a leader in that regard.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I like it. All right. So how does pricing on it work?
So first off, as I said, we really want people to try it out, kick the tires, see if it's for them. So we have a 14-day free trial, no credit card. Like we're not taking your, you don't have to call to cancel before 14 days. It's nothing like that. So you go in there, you try for 14 days. Then after that, it's $60 per year. So it's a subscription service. If you don't think, you want to sign up for $60, which is not a huge number, but it's a number, and you just want to go on a monthly, we offer a $9 per month, and you can cancel anytime. If you take the $60, you get it for a year, and it'll automatically renew unless you want to cancel. So it's some money, but it's not a, it's a huge amount of money. We really want to be the cheapest of the pay. There's a lot of free stuff. Don't get me wrong. There is free stuff, but honestly, if you do a comparison between the free stuff and what we're doing, we're not selling any of your data. We're not feeding you advertisements. We're not trying to hook you up with an advisor. We're just letting you work on your financial plan. And so there's a small charge for that, but it is the least expensive of the paid services out there.
Super affordable. One might even say that that's a no-brainer, Ty.
Thanks.
I like it. Well, Ty, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So I'm going to not talk a lot about numbers on my difference-making tip. I'm going to talk about something that touches the other side of my brain, which is the English major and the philosophical part of me. I mentioned earlier about approaching tasks meditatively. So my difference-making tip is whatever you're doing, whether it's, again, your budget, whether it's looking out over the Grand Canyon, whether it's your wedding day, whether it's folding the laundry, slow down. Just slow down. Just do it a little bit slower. Now I know, there's lots of books and stuff out there that'll say, be in the moment and, savor the experiences. But that seems kind of heavy to me. It's like, oh, what am I doing right now? Oh, I gotta be in the moment of folding the laundry. No, you don't have to be in the moment. Just slow down a little bit. Slow it down. Do it a little slower. Make that fold nicely. Don't be thinking about what do I have to do after this? Or what am I missing out on? What show am I missing out watching because I'm in the kitchen doing the dishes? No, just slow down. Just do the thing that you're doing. That's it. Don't worry about being in the moment. Just slow down, do the thing that you're doing. And what you're going to find out is that that brings you into the moment. That's the mechanism. So it's a way to sort of create a meditative or a philosophical outlook without having to think about philosophy or meditation. So if you can just remember to slow down, do the thing that you're doing, I think that that can really change not only the big pieces of your life, but it can change the small pieces. And if you can change, there's many more small pieces. There's many more chores in your life than there are big life experiences. So if you can find joy in that, or at least a sense of peace or a sense of connection in that, that is going to create happiness and peace that compounds down the road.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Yeah. Too often we probably get wrapped up in being mindful and all that stuff, which is also a little bit abstract, but just slow down.
Just slow down. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm necessarily perfect at this. I catch myself on a daily basis, like just brushing my teeth as fast as I can. I'm like, you know what? Just slow down. Just slow down. You're not missing anything. Just just slow down, man. And it makes everything, it just makes things better.
Love it. Well, Ty, thanks for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they take advantage of that 14-day trial for On Trajectory?
Yep. Just go to ontrajectory.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, although it's a mouthful. And you can register for the free trial there. If anyone ever wants to get in touch with me personally, it's ty@ontrajectory.com. Very easy. And yeah, that's about it.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Ty your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to ontrajectory.com. That's ontrajectory.com and take advantage of everything we've been talking about. Thanks again, Ty.
Thanks. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.